Is next week when you do your next five-way challenge?
Well, this is Build a Better Business Today. Cord button. So this is Build a Better Business. And yes, I have a whole series of everything that we're doing. And this Friday is the free meetup for the Creating Your Own Mastermind Masterclass or five-day challenge. It's this Friday at 10. The best place to find me, I put it in the chat. It's kathybenner.com. Just scroll down to the calendar. Everything is on the calendar and the links are all right there as well. And so that's a free one coming up on Friday. And so on the free one, we talk a little bit about the six steps to start the masterclass, but then each member gets a turn of actually facilitating a masterclass or a mastermind, a 5-day. So Linda Thomas is our facilitator and she is on session 4 of her 5 sessions. And then in October, she'll do her session 5. And then November, December, we're going to take a little break. Because the 4th Friday falls right on Thanksgiving weekend and then in December on Christmas weekend. And then Debbie Marks is going to be our facilitator starting in January. And she's going to run a 5-day just to get some practice. So it's a way for folks to practice. That's
you
why
know, I think I'd like to do that. And since it's not going to be until next year.
Okay.
I don't know what to do it on, and I apologize. I can't do this Friday. I have a conference up in Sandusky that I have to be at for HR. But do you replay those, or do you record those?
Okay. They're all in. If you go to, again, the kathybenner.com, scroll down to the 5-day challenge free meetup, you can click through and get
okay, because I'm going to send that to a lady. I had tried to get her on a few months ago, and she wasn't able by the time because I got to her too late, but I'll try to do that today so that she'll know to hop on Friday if she's available.
Yes. And when we do the free one, Estella, we do it on John Maxwell's book, Everyone Communicates, You Connect, because that way when you go back and listen to the replays, you can see how each facilitator came at the same subject matter a little differently.
Okay. So everybody's doing the same.
Everybody's doing the same.
Oh, I love it.
And that way you can kind of really see how it works and you can then pick from the ones that you liked the best and, you know, pick some styles or whatever so that when you're ready to pick your own topic, you feel comfortable doing that. So anyway, I want to welcome Elise. I see Elise is on board. So for those that are just listening and cannot see us, we have Sherry. Sherry, wave. There's Sherry. She is my co-host today. I am Kathy Benner. I am the host. Estella is on twice. She's listening on one. Her audio is on one and her video is on a different one. That's why she's on twice. And then we have Elise. So welcome, Elise. And so let's just see. Elise, can you see us or hear us? Okay. Give us a thumbs up.
I can see and hear you.
There you are. Perfect. Hi, Elise. Welcome.
Hello.
So we were just talking, this is Build a Better Business Today, but we were talking about one of the other free meetups of creating your masterclass, mastermind, or a 5-day challenge. And that free version is this coming Friday at 10. And Linda Thomas is our facilitator this coming Friday, facilitating John Maxwell's book, Everyone Communicates, You Connect. And then we do have a mastermind for that particular group as well. And Ruth is actually doing, we've got Shanti coming in. Ruth is actually doing a 5-day masterclass, mastermind. Hers starts today, which is why she is not with us currently. Shanti, you're sideways. There you are. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome, Shanti. I'm glad that you're with us today.
Thank you.
So anyway, today we're going to be talking about social media. And Estella said, boy, wouldn't it be great if I could do something about time management. And so I just kind of want to give an overview on what we need to do to be consistent. First of all, consistency is the key. So when we're talking about building a better business, we've already gone through a lot of, and I'm trying to pull my folder out here. I've got so many folders in my, there we go. So I just kind of wanted to put it in order. When we start talking about our VPS, our value proposition statement. Then we go on with our storytelling, and our storytelling is the cornerstone of our business. No matter what we need to do, we have to tell our story. And I have a little note about that. Just recently, Sally and I were invited to do a little retirement expo here in Canal Winchester. So since we're both local to Canal, we ran over and set up our little expo table. And I have a bag, just a little tote bag, and it's ready-made expo. It has, believe it or not, the best way to set up an expo is with a couple of curtain panels. Because if you ever gone someplace and you needed an expo tablecloth and you're like, everybody else has got these pretty table linens, because some expos just give you the bare table. They don't give you the table linen. Some in hotel environment might put white linen already over the table and you're all set. But what I did is I just bought a couple of curtain panels in my branding colors, and because they fluff up in the dryer really easy, and they can even be somewhat sheer. They don't have to have a lot of coverage. You just want something on the table. And then I just bought some squares of material or some scarves, even just something that's got some colors in your branding, and fold those up and put them in your bag. And then I've got a box of business cards in there. I have some flyers in there. I've got a little stand up, banner in there, and just put all of that in a tote bag. And I just have it here under my desk. So I don't have to prep. Because time is of the essence for all of us. And so now I can put a copy or two or three or 10 of my book in there, because I just was published. So for those of you that are published authors, you can put your book in your setup and just have that ready, because my life is so crazy, as everyone's is. And so that morning when we had to go set up, I hadn't even realized that it was an expo. I thought that, we were just going to be like speakers. And so I pulled up the last email confirming all of our attendance, and it said, you will have a 6-foot table. And I immediately just reached under my desk, grabbed my bag, didn't even look in my bag, just grabbed my bag that was under my expo bag, and ran out the door. And so when I got over there, I was very pleasantly surprised that it had all the right stuff. And so I, everything was nice and neatly folded. And that's another little hack is when you tear down your expo table, fold everything very nicely and neatly and put it in a plastic bag or whatever, so it doesn't get dusty, and put it back in your tote. And that way it'll be fresh and ready to go if, like me, you are running out, by the seat of your pants and didn't take time to see what was in the bag. So anyway, I was ready and everything went onto the expo table. We had a wonderful expo. And the reason I'm telling this story is all about storytelling, because somewhere during that morning, we were only set up from like 9 to noon. A gal came over and introduced herself, and she said, "What is your story?" And she was a little gruff, she was had her hand on her hip. She's like, "What is your story?" And I'm thinking, okay, this is interesting. So I introduced myself and I basically gave her my story. And because your story is your cornerstone, and we've talked about that before, that no matter where you're called on to speak, and of course, then I was going to stand up front in front of this whole group. And this was just the general population coming in. This was a retirement readiness expo. And so these were just community members coming in. So I wasn't talking to a room of realtors. I wasn't talking to a room of entrepreneurs. I was talking to the general population that day. And so I knew that I just needed to make it my general story, just kind of how I got to where I am today. And so, that was just how the morning went. I didn't think too much about it. And, at the end I did my thing and Sally did her thing, and it was all wonderful. And then we packed up and we went on our way, and that was that, or so I thought. So now fast forward a couple of days into my week, and I get a phone call from one of my mastermind members. And she says, "Do you know a gal named," and she told me her name. And I said, "That name kind of sounds familiar." I said, "I'm not sure." And she said, "She was at the Retirement Readiness Expo Saturday morning and she met you." And she said, "I tell you what," she said, "she was at our church." She said, we had, their midday meetup, whatever was going on at their church. And she said she went on and on and on about that Kathy Benner and her story and, oh my gosh, and how amazing and how wonderful and how she can't wait to, she's got all these people that she wants to introduce to Kathy Benner that, you know, could really use her services. And she said, you have quite a fan club. And she said, I don't know if you get very many people tell you this, but she said, I had to smile because she said, I'm in one of your masterminds. And she said, and this gal just went on and on and on that she said, I thought for sure that Kathy Benner walked on water by the time the conversation was over. Now, I had no idea that I made this impression on this lady, but my point is all I did was tell my story because I have rehearsed. And you say, yeah, but it sounds kind of canned. Well, it didn't sound canned to her. It sounds canned to you guys because you guys have heard my story, you know, 14 different times. And in the book that I just published, my chapter is my story. And so Estella just sent me a note just this morning saying she's going to buy the book for her nieces because of my story. And so, and this gal is all, you know, raving reviews because of my story. So rehearse your story and make it relevant to what you're doing. Make it have that segue at the end of your story, you know, that here's where I was, but then this is what I discovered, and now this is how I can help you. And it's kind of the Disney movie theme. When you think about how they make Disney movies, it was once upon a time, but then the princess meets the prince, and now they live happily ever after. And it's kind of the same way when you craft your story. You know, once upon a time, this was your struggle, but then you discovered this wonderful product, this wonderful thought process, this wonderful whatever it is that's connected to what you're monetizing. And now you want to help the world discover those same things. And so that's kind of how to put together your story. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you how important it is for that storytelling. That is your marketing. Your storytelling is your marketing. And now, the lady did not feel Saturday morning like I was trying to sell her anything, but she was ready to buy. You see the difference? I wasn't selling anything, but she was ready to buy. All I did was tell her my story. So then you want to serve. Your serving is your selling. Your storytelling is your marketing. Your serving is your selling. So now while I was at the expo, I went out of my way to try and serve everybody there. Somebody needed a chair. Somebody, you know, was looking around for the trash can. I would say, oh, here, let me get that for you. Somebody wanted another cup of coffee, whatever, because people notice. People notice your serving. And then they start thinking, who is this girl? You know, what is it that she's offering? Because she's so nice. Everybody goes, she's so nice. I've had people say, Kathy, everybody loves you. And I'm like, well, you know, we could have a chat behind the scenes. And I'm sure there's a ton of people that don't love me. But as we all have in over the years, I have an ex-husband out there, you know, so yeah, let's talk to him. I'm sure maybe he doesn't quite love me. But the point is that the general consensus is everybody's like, you're so nice and everybody loves you and you're always so helpful and, you know, you're always giving more. And so that's your serving. And people notice that. People notice that. And so then once you have your story and you know what it is, the products and everything that you want to sell and services, whatever it is, then you have to start putting it down so that everybody gets it. How many times have you gone to a website and it's been so confusing that you've moved on? Or have you, I've even sometimes on social media, and that's where we're headed with our conversation today, I've sometimes seen on social media, I've seen a graphic that it didn't immediately make sense to me. And so I knew that I had to stop and think about it. Like, what does this mean anyway? And you know what? My brain's, I don't have the brain power to stop and figure it out. So what do? I scroll on past it. Because I don't either have or I don't take the time or I've got 14 other things on my list, on my to-do list. And so I scroll past whatever it was that wasn't incredibly clear. So pay attention when folks come back to you and they have a question like, now, where do I find that? Or how do I connect with you? Or what do I do? Then make it super, super simple. And so for me, I put everything right on my website. And so we talked about, a couple of months back about your website design so that it almost looks like a step-by-step process. When you are building your business, make your website look like a step-by-step process so that your reader, as soon as they land there, they know what step they're on. And they don't scratch their head and go, oh, this is too confusing to figure out. I'll come back to it, because chances are they're not going to come back to it. So make it super, super, super simple. And so from there, you want to put your products in an order by price point. They can be a chart this way across your website that's got, and how many times have we gone to a website? Let's say we want to buy a software program. And the first thing we do is we click on the pricing button. And when the pricing button comes up, it's got the chart. You've got the free version. You've got the pro version. You've got the next higher pro version. You've got the expert version. And it is in price points right across. And it's not confusing. And oftentimes they even have the little check boxes, like in the free version, you get this. And then in the next version, you get everything from the free plus more. Do something like that. You can create something like that on your website on your products and services so they know exactly what they're getting. So make your offers as easy to understand as possible. And from there, we talked about all the different ways you could have a free offer, all the different first base, second base, third base, and finally your home run offers. So now you've got pretty much everything in place. You know what it is that you want to market. You know who you are, you know your story, you know how to serve. And so now you just want to drive people back to those products and services. And that is where social media comes in. So now you go, oh my gosh, I've worked so hard to get to this point, but now I'm kind of dropping the ball. People, I'm not getting any traffic on this website. I'm not getting any sales on this product. What do I do to get people to find me? This is where I want to tell you, consistency is the key. It doesn't have to be perfect. It has to be consistent. Consistency is the key. And so now, and Sherry and I talked about this on our free Build a Better Business meetup, is to have a social media calendar. Now, I don't like to deal with several calendars, so I like to use Google calendars myself. That's my preference. Sherry has some great products. I'm going to let her share in a moment. But my perfect one is Google, because I can create a calendar for every single thing that I want to do separately. And then Google allows me to click them all on and they overlap each other. So I can have a social media calendar. I can have my grandkids' soccer calendar, and I can then overlap them so that I'm not scheduling a social media meetup during a soccer game, because they both show, and I simply color code my different Google calendars. But then in the far left column, you can click on or off whichever calendars you want to see. You can click them all on, you can have them all. I have Mark's social calendar, I have my social calendar, I have the kids' soccer calendar, I have my social media calendar, I have the Caraway Guest House guest arriving calendar, and I can click all of those overlapping each other if I want. And then if that gets too confusing and I just want to look at one particular calendar, I can click all of them off except that one. Now, that's just me. I like Google. That's up to you, whatever works for you. But get your stuff on a calendar, and that's going to help keep you consistent. And so I have a couple of different variations on mine. I can either click a check mark next to my calendar, and that lets me know that I've done that particular task and I can check mark it off, or I can simply delete it. If I say, oh, that's done, delete. And that way, if it's deleted, I know it's done. So hopefully that will be helpful. But before I share with Sherry, the first thing you have to decide is what social media are you going to go on to, and don't try to do all of it. Don't try to do everything, because it's a lot. Go where your audience is. So I'm going to share and see if I can find this article. Now watch, maybe I can't find it now that I shared. This is an article that I found, and this is the order of social media. Can everybody see that? This is the order of social media on how popular it is. Facebook is number one. And I heard some folks going, oh, I hate Facebook. sorry, get it on your list. I know you hate it, but get it on your list. All you got to do is just, you know, pop a graphic up there 3 times a week or whatever your schedule is. YouTube is number two. YouTube is a huge search engine. So I now have a YouTube channel. I contribute all the time, but I use the same information across all my channels. I repurpose my content. I'm not creating new content for each of these channels. I repurpose all of my content. And you can do that too. So we'll talk about that. But YouTube is number two. WhatsApp is number three, because WhatsApp is more worldwide than what we're using here. It's a social media app where you can chat with each other. It's number one in China. It's number one, I think, in Asia. I think it's close to number one in Europe. And so if you're going for an international audience, you want to make sure that you're on WhatsApp. Of course, Instagram is number four. TikTok is number five. Snapchat is number six. Pinterest is number seven. Reddit is number eight. LinkedIn is all the way down to number nine. And Twitter is number 10. Those are the top 10. Take a screen print of that. Again, Facebook, YouTube, WhatsApp, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Pinterest, Reddit, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Now, what I've been doing is, because things get super, super crazy, I have picked three. I tried to pick five, and that was too many for me. I had a hard time staying on top of five. So I decided to pick three. So I'm Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Now, I have a WhatsApp, but I've not been marketing on the WhatsApp. I do have a conversation because I have some other mastermind members that are in other countries, and that's how we communicate when we chat. But I've not been advertising on WhatsApp, but I do advertise on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Those are my top three. And every so often, I'll try to throw something on LinkedIn just to have some activity there. I pretty much have dropped off of Twitter. Again, I wasn't getting a lot of traffic on Twitter, but your products may be different. So take a look, and also go with what you're comfortable with. Go with what you like, because obviously if you like it, if you love Snapchat, if you love TikTok, that could be where your audience is. So pick where your audience is. Now for Estella, for example, because she's doing a Legal Shield, LinkedIn may be where her audience is. If she's going after, I'll call it corporate America, then LinkedIn may be where her audience is. So you have to decide where is your audience, and that's where you want to spend the most of your time. So with that, I'm going to stop sharing. And we've got Sherry with us. Sherry has kind of a calendar that she's using, a way that she's keeping track of what she's posting and how often. And then we have Elise with us today. And Elise is a virtual assistant. And if you don't want to do your posting, Elise can do it for you. So again, I use Canva. If you haven't used the Canva app, that's a great way to make your graphics. And my daughter, Jennifer, is my admin, and she's made me a whole series of graphics that I can just, you know, jump in there and grab one and post it. So I don't even have to stop and make a whole graphic, because my Jennifer functions kind of like Elise, where she does some of that for me. So with that, I want to turn it over to Sherry. Sherry, what do you have that you'd like to share with us today? And you're on mute.
All right. So thank you for the warning. I have had to call it up while you were talking. So thanks for the warning, Kathy. So this is what I did. Last December, I was like, what am I going to put out for content? And maybe most of you know, but I wrote a book. So I went back to the book and I went page by page and I went, what can I take from this page that I can put out on social media? And so I started back here. I kind of overlapped a little bit into last year and I go down. So I only post Monday through Friday. I don't post on the weekends. My clientele are teachers. They're working Monday through Friday. So I just decided not to post on Saturday and Sunday. So as I page down, I kind of have an idea where the chapter is in the book, what week it is. And on this particular day, I'm going to be talking about elementary kids. This day, I'm going to be talking about middle school. Now you'll see there's a lot of Esther here and Advent and different things, because one of the things that I do is I post something that's spiritual and inspirational, something from the Bible. And so I don't do it all the time. I have shifted this a little bit. I don't do that all the time, but sometimes I do. But you'll also see down here at the bottom, all of these different avenues. So not seeing it right now. Here it is. So I just started a podcast. So I am keeping track of different information about the podcast as I am putting it through. Here's the description that's going to go up. Sorry about the echo. Here is the longer description. Here's a link to the transcript. Here are some of the links that I need to make sure I put in my show notes. So I have this list that's here. And when I have this share, it's shared with people that are on my team. So they can also have access. And that's one of the reasons I put it on Google Docs or Google Drive, is because that way it was easy for them to go, oh, yeah, we have this thing coming up. What do I need to know? So it's there. I also have a list of people that I want to interview. Oops, sorry. That I have in progress and done. Some declined. So I have all of this stuff here that I'm really trying to process what I'm doing. Masterclass doesn't have anything in there. Reels, excuse me, I am not really good at reels. I don't like reels. So it's there, but I am not really utilizing that. I am trying to figure out how to make that work a little bit better. So I am thinking about taking 2 minute or 1 minute, I think it's 1 minute, 1 minute excerpts out of the podcast episode, because I do them on Zoom. So there is a video component. So taking that 1 minute out and making a reel out of it. But up until this point, it's been kind of up in the air as to what I'm doing with reels, but that is what I'm planning on doing moving forward. Now that I have the podcast, I'm making some shifts in that content calendar, but that's what you can do is think of stuff that you've already done. So Estelle, do you have a blog?
No, I do not. I could have one, but I don't.
How about you,
Talk
Shanti?
To me.
Okay. What'd you say? You, Shanti? Do you have a blog?
So I do have a blog, but it is not an active blog. It's still in the process of being built.
Okay. Elise, do you have a blog?
I don't, not yet. Working on it.
Okay. Kathy has another week that teaches you how to create a blog. FYI, shooting it back to Kathy for that. But what you can do is that content that you had in your blog, Shanti, that was done before, go back to it, take a look at it. Is there something that you can pull out of there and create 5 days worth? And link back to that blog post so that even though it was done a year ago or what have you, you get more people looking at your old blog posts. So repurpose your blog post, even if they are older than 90 days.
Because folks really don't pay attention to the date. I think we had this conversation over in the bloggers mastermind, is that folks really don't pay attention to the date. When you Google something, and I use the term Google something, but when you look something up on the internet, like how do I can tomatoes? And you type in that question and all these articles come up about how to can tomatoes. Those are all blog posts. And how many times have you said, when was that written? Most of the time you just read the blog post and go, yeah, this is the information I'm looking for. And now if it doesn't ring true, like let's say it's a technology type question and they start talking about BlackBerries, then you might go, when was this post written? Maybe this is a little old. But generally you don't pay any attention to the date that it was written. So like Sherry said, definitely repurpose that stuff. Now, one of my hacks, go ahead, Estella.
Well, I was going to, go ahead, Sherry.
I was just going to say, I always have to look at when things were published because a lot of the stuff that I'm doing, I have to have 5 years or less. So my stuff, because it's more technical, right. I do. So I want to just throw that out there for some people, especially you said Elise does other people's posts. Mm-hmm. Something to keep in mind as you're doing other people's posts is what is their profession and do they need to have things 5 years or less? So just throwing that out there.
Okay. Estella, okay. What was your question?
My question was, I have access to company blogs, but I don't have a blog platform. Do I need to get a blog platform?
Let me ask you this. How do you tap into your company blog?
I just go to my website.
Are you allowed, can your customers tap into your company blog?
They probably could if they knew where to look.
Is it written for your audience or is it written for you?
It is written for my audience.
Okay. So if it is written for your audience, my guess is when you open up the blog post, that's the URL you want to advertise. And that is done for you content.
That's what? Done for it's, me. Yeah, it is. And they have a lot content. Of good stuff.
And they all you have to do, stuff. All you have to do is start posting that URL.
So now do I post that on Facebook? Because I'm only going to go with LinkedIn and Facebook. I'm not. Mm-hmm. That'll be a stretch for me right there, but that's what I'll do.
Yes, you can actually post it both places, but here's my recommendation. And this is over in the blogging class. I teach this. Open up the blog that you're going to post and copy and paste like the first sentence, but leave a cliffhanger there. And then paste that into your post and then put the link. And that way, when your readers start to read that sentence, they click on the link to get the rest of the sentence.
Now, can I put the link? I remember before it said that you couldn't post the link in Facebook. Is that still, you can?
Yeah, I post a link all the time in Facebook, yes.
Okay, so they don't screen us out like they used to? Because before you had to put it at the bottom or something?
They don't screen it out, but your algorithm isn't quite as good because Facebook doesn't want you to send people away from Facebook.
Okay.
So every time you put a link in your actual post, you're having people click and leave Facebook. So Facebook won't push it out as much. If you put your first sentence or two in the post and then use the words, click on the link in the comments, Facebook will put it out more, but fewer people will actually click on your content on the comments to get the link. So it's, 50-50 on how many click-throughs you're going to get.
Okay. I'll go back and look at some of yours and see how you did it and model you.
I put my link right in the post, but just remember, and I'm going to give you a little trick here. When you think about algorithms, whether it's on, and Sherry, this is a good one for you, for your book. When you think about algorithms, think about, we're going to call him Big Al. Big Al is hungry. And Big Al eats content. So the more content you put out there, the more you're going to be feeding the algorithms, because Big Al is hungry for content. So if you have a book over on Amazon, like Sherry and I do, if you change up your author bio, just a few words or a sentence or two every maybe 2 to 3 months, your book comes up more. Because Big Al loves fresh content. He likes fresh content. He doesn't like old content. He likes fresh content. And that's what's going to keep you in front of your audience. And that's why consistency is the key. And that's why you have to put it on a calendar so that you can checkmark it off and say, I did that. I did that. I did that. I published across the social media that I want to publish across today. And it does a couple of things. Number one is it's going to drive the algorithms of what you're doing more. More people are going to start commenting because they're going to start seeing you out there. And it's going to give you the satisfaction that you are working your business the way you're supposed to be working it. All of this social media is free. We did not have that back in the day. I had to take out an ad in a paper. It cost me $40 for 4 lines, and it published one time on a Wednesday. And whoever happened to see it that Wednesday is my $40 worth. And then it was in the bottom of the birdcage because it was in a newspaper. And I paid. Sometimes I had a couple hundred dollars a week advertising budget to get into these different little community papers, just in hopes that 2 or 3 people would see my 4 sentences. Look at the opportunity that we have today with all of the social media. Now, on the downside, we're overrun with it, so you can't possibly read all of that stuff. That's where Big Al comes in. He feeds on fresh content. That's what makes your algorithm work for you, is by giving him free content on a consistent basis. And that's why it is so important that you get it plugged in. Okay, comments, thoughts. Now, think about what questions you have, but let me paint a picture on how I repurpose. I will do a free meetup. Let's say Build a Better Business. Sherry and I was on a free Build a Better Business meetup. What was it, last Friday? I lose track. I have to look and see when we were on. I think it was.
It's always the second Friday.
No, yep, it's the second. Last Friday was the Connections Over Coffee. So we were on the 9th. So on the 9th, I did a Zoom call just like this, but it was free. So it was for new folks to tap in. They didn't have to pay to be in any mastermind, and they could tap in and listen to our Build a Better Business call. And we talked about social media because that's what we're talking about this whole month. I took that video once the Zoom, you know how it has to load over in your Zoom account. Now I had the link to the video, and Zoom automatically gives you a link to the audio. So now I had the video and the audio link. I then opened up my Vimeo account and I uploaded the video audio combination into my Vimeo. Then as a backup, but also because it's the number 2 search engine in the world, I uploaded the audio video into my YouTube, made it public on both of those channels. I didn't have to do anything addition. All I did was just I opened up my accounts, and on my computer, all I have to do is click on the link and I drag it over to the other account and I take my finger off and it drops it into Vimeo. I click on it again, I drag it over to YouTube, I take my finger off and it drops it into YouTube. Then I went to the audio only, I click on my account, I drag it over to my Audio Boom, which is my podcast, I take my finger off and it automatically drops into my podcast site. Now I'm using Audio Boom. Now let me share this. I'm using Audio Boom, and when I go to Audio Boom, this is my Audio Boom. And I don't want to go to my, when I automatically, here is all of the, just the audio versions only, but when I go there, it automatically puts it into Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeart, Player FM, and Podcast Addict. So I'm already, and then I get my RSS, which is the link to this if I wanted to advertise it even more. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then Audio Boom is 7. So I am already on 7 podcast platforms just by uploading my free meetups. So all my free stuff goes here. And it's a ready-made podcast. It's a ready-made podcast. I don't have to do anything for that podcast. And I'm looking to see, here it is. Here's what it looks like. Well, I guess maybe that is what it looks like. I was looking to view the podcast. Yeah, because it's me, it gives me the upload and view. But anyway, this is what it looks like to my audience. And it gives you all of these podcasts. And all I did is I just uploaded something that I was already doing. I didn't do a separate podcast. Does that make sense? I just repurposed something I was already doing. So now I do a free meetup because, again, when I'm talking about building a better business and I want people to get to know, like, and trust me, I'm doing a free meetup so folks get to hear my voice. They get to see what I'm about. They get to hear what I'm teaching. That's at the top of my funnel. So people will jump into that and click into that free meetup. And I take that free meetup and I repurpose it into Vimeo for the public to find. I repurpose that into YouTube for the public to find. I repurpose that into my Audio Boom for the public. And all of a sudden, I have all of this content out there. And all I did was one free meetup. I just plugged in the free meetup on my calendar. And at the end of the meetup, I just uploaded into those other platforms. So that's just an example of how you can repurpose, which is what Sherry was doing with her book. See, she's got her book. So she was repurposing content out of her book into those other areas. Does that make sense? So don't work harder. Think about what you're doing. And Estella, it's a perfect idea to take what the company is already doing, the blog, is to just start marketing that blog and just putting somewhere, you know, if they click over to the blog, does it then, if they want to connect more, does it give you the lead?
If they go to the blog, that's a little bit of a challenge, because if they go to the blog and they read that, it could take them to the corporate site, which is not where I really want them to go. I want them to go to my website. So what I could do is just put the blog in and put my link in. But again, they still always would have the option to go to the corporate site.
Now, let me ask you this, and this is a little more technical, but that's why we're here today. Let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. If you had let's say you had a blog site, I'm on HostGator. Let's say that you opened a HostGator account. Would you be allowed to copy and paste their blog post over into your HostGator?
I don't see why not.
Some companies, and again, I have to go back from my experience. I was in Mary Kay. And Mary Kay, because it's an MLM and there was all these people out there and we're bringing other people downlines and uplines and all of that, they wanted to keep the integrity of what people were promising. They wanted to make sure somebody didn't promise something that they couldn't deliver. And so anytime you wanted to do something on your own, separate from their website that they gave you as a consultant, you had to run it past their legal department and get permission. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying that. I don't know with Legal Shield how much freedom they give you into using that content. But if they have graphics already made, if they have blog posts, whatever they already have, utilize that and just start putting it on your calendar that every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm going to make a post, you know, on Facebook and Instagram or Facebook and LinkedIn. I'm just going to put it out there.
So now that you say that, I'm thinking, well, maybe I do want to get a blog post, a blog site, copy their blog, And then that way, you know, they'll have all the content, but it'll go to my website and not there and not back to the corporate.
Absolutely.
That, and you could, that and you might could even, work.
Mm-hmm. You could even word it that way. You can even say, you know, good morning, this is Estella, and I just received this amazing article from my home office that I want to share with you. Mm-hmm. And now you just cut and paste the article mm-hmm. as your blog post. And then at the bottom, you can say, to learn more, connect with me, Estella, and here's how.
Mm-hmm. So that blog post, what I would be doing is I would put that on my quote unquote HostGator or whatever blog mm-hmm. site that I had. You said HostGator is pretty easy, right?
So I would like just it because it's kind mm-hmm. of a plug and play, which is the reason I like it, because I don't have to figure out WordPress. Mm-hmm. Sherry's got her son in her back pocket. I don't have that. And we're gonna
borrow him.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just trying to see because I just don't want to post that out there and have them go sign up on the corporate site. I want them to sign up on mine, but that would be the thing that would take them out of the mix.
Yes.
They don't care if I'm not changing their content or anything. They don't care anything about that.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to figure that one out.
So, about that. And, mm-hmm. and once you can do that, see, now you can work ahead. If you've got some free time, you can go through their blogs and you could do a month's worth and get them over. Cause on HostGator, you get to decide when you want it to publish. You get to pick the date that you want it to publish.
Oh,
and
wow.
So you could kind of load it up, you know, you could get it all ready to go and then just mm-hmm. say, I want this one to publish week one. I want this one to publish week two. And mm-hmm. you can go ahead and get it set up that way. And then make some graphics or go into your company site. And cause I'm sure they've got graphics to advertise and mm-hmm. get some of those over into your photo gallery and start making yourself a calendar. And what I did in my photo gallery is that I made an album, and I made a week one album, I made a week two album, I made a week three album, and I went through 90 days and did that number of albums. And so then when I start over, I just go to week one and there's my five graphics that I'm going to post that week. I don't
know. So you redo them week, okay.
Every 90
now the
days.
Other thing, and this might help, Shanti and Elise is now I have corporate blogs, but I heard Sherry say, I think it was Sherry said that you could use somebody else's content. Like I could use what you got some awesome stuff out there. I could say, you know, send something out there that you have. Can I pull that, you know, and of course you'd get the credit, you know,
as long as you make it relevant to what you're trying to sell.
Right.
The whole
right.
idea is to try to get folks to tap in to want what you're selling, what you're okay. monetizing.
Mm-hmm. So, but I'm just saying in terms of finding other articles or things that I could that someone else has written that I might want to get a point across to the audience. That's all
right.
I'm saying.
Yeah. You just have to be careful. You don't want to plagiarize anything. So you
No. I would say here's a great article that I saw. And
yeah.
then when I did that, you know, they would get all the credit.
Now just make sure in a blog you actually link back to where you got the article.
Ah.
See, that way if somebody clicks on that link, it automatically takes it to their site. And that way they can't be mad at you for advertising for them.
gotcha. Okay. That's good info. Mm-hmm.
But then make sure you have your contact information at the bottom to
right.
me, click here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that helpful?
Okay.
Now, another thing that I use that works really well for me, because we talked along the way, you know, once we have our VPS, once we have our story, once we are serving, once we have our products and services, how do we get the message out there? Another way to get the message out there is to borrow someone else's audience. And here's how you borrow someone else's audience. For me, the easy way for me to borrow someone else's audience is that I will interview someone and they will bring all their tribe to listen to the interview. And so I uplift them in the interview and that's what's in it for them. But then their entire tribe gets to see me and I get to share what it is that I'm doing, and that's what's in it for me. And so that's a way that I get to borrow their audience, they get to borrow my audience. And so that's why most folks, they don't ask me to be paid for me to interview them, because they're borrowing my audience. See, my whole audience gets to hear all about them, and their whole audience gets to hear all about me. So we're borrowing.
So is that when you're doing that on YouTube? Is that what you're doing?
It's whenever I interview someone else. And then I do it all on Zoom. And then again, I have the same system, because those are free for anybody to tap in to hear the interview. So at the end, I upload it into Vimeo. I make it public. I upload it into YouTube. I make it public. And I upload it into my Audio Boom. I make it public. So now look at all the places it's out there. But then I send them a nice thank you email, and I give them all those links. I give them the YouTube link, the Vimeo link, the Audio Boom link. I give them all those links and say, please use this on all of your channels.
So both of you get to eat cake.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free to both of us, and it's amazing content. Sherry, yes.
So what I did the last week, and I'm going to try and do that with my various blog or podcast post, is the lady who went live or went on was the host, the interviewee. I'll get the right thing words here. On my podcast episode, she and I went live in my community. Now, I don't do it on YouTube. I put it in the community because that's a benefit of joining the community. We were live inside the community on Thursday night, which was 2 days after the episode went live. And we spent an hour and 15 minutes just asking people, answering questions about her topic. So in addition to the podcast episode, mm-hmm. we went into the community and shared and had her share more information about what she does. So that's another way of sharing audience, is do Q&A after the fact.
I love that. And if you're on a Zoom call like we're on today, now you probably can't see it. I'm the host and Sherry is the co-host. And so I don't know that attendees can see it. But when you click on the three little dots where the pulls up the chat, mine has a place where I can record, I can stop the recording, I can pause the recording. But then I've got a whole series that I can put it live on Facebook, I can put it live on Workplace by Facebook, I can put it live on YouTube, and I can put it live on Twitch. Those are automatically built into the Zoom platform. You don't have to do anything special. So you can go live in your community. So if I click,
I think that is a feature that's only offered if you pay them at the least expensive, but you have to pay them.
The pro, okay.
It can't be a free level.
Okay. Well, I'm up a level, but I'm on the least expensive pro level of Zoom, because I wanted to have the webinar as well as the meetup, the meetings. Anyway, I have that on mine. So if I click live on Facebook, then it would ask me what group or page I wanted to go live on. And then I would just scroll to the one that I wanted, like Sherry, and I could go live right in the Build a Better Business group if I wanted to actually put this out in the group itself and not just as a replay. Does that make sense?
And I don't understand what Sherry meant by in her community. What is a community?
She just has a Facebook group.
Oh, got you. Okay.
And so she just went live in her group, because she is in her paid version. Her paid people get to be a member of a closed private group. You can make your Facebook group private. So you can make it that only people that pay for that level with you get that private group. And so you can go live right into that group. If it's like this, like the mastermind, I could go right into my private group. If it were something that I wanted to do publicly, like I'm interviewing that book author and it's open to the public or whatever, I could just go live on my page. I've got just a freestyle living page that's open to everyone. And I could go live right there. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And again, it's a great way to get content out there that you're not having to create separately. It's something you're already doing and you're simply clicking the button and getting it out in yet another social media.
And if you wanted to go live on LinkedIn, there's another platform called StreamYard that you can use StreamYard to go live in LinkedIn. As I started talking.
Yeah. And I haven't been using StreamYard, but a lot of the folks that I'm connected with on a regular basis is using StreamYard.
Is that a cost for that?
I'm sure there is, just like Zoom. I'm sure that there's different levels.
Yeah. It's free to start. And then you get like one or two channels. You can get up to 10 if you pay them.
Shanti, question.
Yes. So when you repurpose your content, if you have to edit, when do you edit and how?
Well, when it comes to video, here's my take on it. And folks might have some different ideas, but here's my take on it. Folks love it to be incredibly authentic if it's the information that they're looking for. They just want to know how it works. You really don't care, you know, if the guy's wearing a tie or a plaid flannel. You just want to know, you know, how to fix the car. and so you're just interested in the content. Then you have these really polished sales type videos that are incredibly polished. And, you know, they've got the music in the background and the intros and all of that. And so I chose to just go the authentic route. I don't edit anything. I just, again, getting it out there is more important than having it perfect. And I've had so many people say, Kathy, it is so refreshing to come and listen to you. We don't feel like this is put on or that you're trying to sell us something. You're just giving us information and we love it just the way it is. And so I don't edit anything. And so if I mess up, I just go, messed up, sorry, and go on. And so I don't get concerned about that. I remember when I first started doing video, I was so worried about, you know, was my hair and my makeup and all. And now half the time I'm like, oh, I probably ought to comb my hair before I turn on the camera. And you just get comfortable with yourself. And I think that's the first key, is to just get comfortable with you. And it takes a minute for you to, I think, get comfortable with what you look like and what you sound like out there. But if you've got good quality content and you're bringing value, your tribe will find you. And they don't care if your hair is done or your makeup's on. They don't care. Any more totally questions? Yeah. Questions, comments.
I agree with you. One thing that you may want to consider if you really do want the polished product is a product called Descript. I can post my affiliate link in the chat as soon as I can find it. I just received it. But they will help you do a polished audio, video, and include a transcript. And it's really easy to do the editing in there. So I found that is easier than some of the other platforms. So that's my take on if you want it polished and want it edited, is Descript is a really good platform.
Okay. Great tips. Thank you.
Elise, did you have a question in addition to that?
No question. Well, you know what? I take that back. Yes, question. What? You know what? No, I take that back. I know what I need to do. You know how you want to ask that question, but you know the answer. You know it's just like, do it, because it's about content. But I know it's just put it out there. Stop being so hard on yourself. So no, I don't have a question. I got this. I'm right here.
I understand.
Ask. It might help us.
Okay. The question being for the content, when you are building off of something, so let's say it's not your book. I want to do something on managing rental properties. Currently, I look through the list of contents, table of contents, excuse me. And I saw what you were saying, Sherry, about going through one chapter at a time. When it comes to it not being your work, So yes, I want to give credit back to the Bigger Pockets because, you know, this is not my information, but this is what I, the expert, would deem as expert information. How would you link that back to them within your content?
Well, number one, I think you have to say it at the beginning mm-hmm. and at the end of your presentation.
Okay.
Verbally. Then every time you do an audio video, you get mm-hmm. to type up a little description of what that audio video is.
Okay.
And make sure you give credit there.
Got it.
With a link. Okay. And you could actually put a link right back to the author. If he's got an author's page, if the author has a website. Mm-hmm. But somehow link right back to the author.
Okay. I also thought about doing something like drop shipping. I don't know why that randomly popped up. I saw another virtual assistant doing that. And I thought that would be some kind of cool to be able to link like, hey, this is the information I'm pulling from. If you want to get the book, head to my site and you can order the book directly through me. So that might be something. Okay. Put Kathy's book on there because everyone needs to know how to speak, learn, and lead, you know? So
I get it. Thank you. And mm-hmm. again, an author cannot be mad if you're advertising for them.
mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you.
Sherry, any comments on that? Nope. Okay. Any other comments, questions? We're a little past the hour. I think it's been great conversation. I want to go around. Estella, what was your biggest aha moment today?
That I can blog. That I can blog and that you help me kind of figure out how to be able to do that without it. Because if they go to a blog that I would just put a link into, they'd be able to see a lot of other blogs. But and that would defeat my purpose in terms of being able to get new information out to them. So the fact that I can get
go to my website, kathybinner.com, and go to the resource page because I give you the HostGator if that's the one you choose. Now, that again, that's just the one I chose. That doesn't mm-hmm. mean it has to be the one you choose, but if you do choose that one, you can get it cheaper from my website.
That's the way to go.
And in all honesty, it's how I monetize. It's an affiliate link for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I get the HostGator, do they have instructions on how to put it together and it's not like real hard to do? Because all I really want is the blog at this moment. I don't need a website at the moment, you know?
What I did is I went in and I picked a blogging theme and I mm-hmm. simply picked the color I wanted that went with my branding and I didn't change a thing. I didn't try to go in and say, oh, I want this to be over there and I want this to be down here and I want the border to be bit. I didn't do any of that. I just picked the theme. I picked the color I wanted and I just popped in my blogs, my name. And it was a 3-page blog site where it has the front page is your blog. The middle page is your about me or work with me. And your third page is how to contact you. That's the whole thing.
And how do I see your blog? Just go to kathybinner.com.
Kathybinner.com and scroll down the homepage till you come to it or go to the menu and click on the blog.
Okay. And you've got a whole history of blogs out there, right?
Yes.
Okay. And to get a history like that, do you have to have a website or can, when they go to my blog, they can see other issues of my blog? Is that how that works?
They'll see all of your blog posts on your blog. Okay. You do not have to have another website.
Okay, great. That was my biggest takeaway.
Perfect. Shanti, what is your biggest takeaway?
So mine would have to be getting comfortable with the rehearsal of my story. I am not there yet, but that's something that I'm going to really put more emphasis and effort towards and do that.
Okay, here's my advice. Again, go to my website, kathybenner.com. Mm-hmm. Go to my Work With Me page and use my template. And I'm going to show you what that looks like. So if any of you are struggling with your story, let me show you what. Now you're going to make it your own. This is my website. And when you click on this, I call this my little hamburger up here. When you click on my little hamburger, here is all the pages. So all the way down here, here's the resource page, Estella, for you to find the HostGator. But okay. Here is the Work With Me page. If you click on the Work With Me page and scroll down, Shanti, I'm going to show you this. Do you see what's in parentheses here? Let me tell you a quick story. That's your prompt. Write that out on a piece of paper and then put three bullet points of your story. Then something happened that changed my life forever. This is going to walk you right around what we call the hero's journey. Like once upon a time I was here, then this is what happened that changed my life forever. And you're just going to fill in these prompts. At the time, I had no idea the impact this would have because the problem was, and you're going to put your bullet points under that. Just when I thought things couldn't get worse, bullet point, bullet point. I was on the downward slide because bullet point, bullet point. Needless to say, I felt bullet point, bullet point. That's when I truly hit rock bottom. You see where you're taking your readers on your journey on how you were so desperate, you had to make a change. That's where you're going with that. This meant bullet point, bullet point. That's when I decided bullet point, bullet point. Then something happened that changed everything. Bullet point, bullet point. That was the spark I needed. Here's what happened next. Then one day I looked up and I realized I could now do what? I was forever changed by that fact. I now saw myself. And that's why I knew I couldn't stop there. Now I am, and now I'm able to do this, and this makes me feel, and what I'd like you to take away from all this is. So go to my About Me or Work With Me page and copy down those prompts that are in parentheses and fill in your own story. And that's going to help you put your story together. Is that helpful?
Yeah, so each prompt has about maybe 1 to 3 sentences.
Yes, and do it in bullet points because you just want to get kind of the outline. And then, now, for Estella, you'll notice you just read my chapter in my book. Mm-hmm. Guess what I did? I came right here and I just did this. I copied and pasted this into mm-hmm. my chapter of my book.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back and I took out the prompts and mm-hmm. made it story form.
And you added some of the content, added additional content.
And then I added additional content. Because I had so many words I was supposed to write. And so then I just ballooned out. But this mm-hmm. was my initial outline for my chapter of my book.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it was very good. Thank you.
So you can make the story, and this is the point about story, you can make it as small or as large as you need the story to be. Because let me tell you a quick story. Oh my gosh, you could make this a whole chapter if you were writing an entire book. Once upon a time when I was 5 years old, but I mean, you can start way back then if you want to start then with your story. You see, well, you can start wherever you think it's pertinent. But when you're putting together products and services that you're going to monetize, you want to tell the pertinent story to what you're doing. See, so for me, my pertinent story was I was a single mom working 2 jobs, living payday to payday. You know, I had no means to save toward retirement because I'm a passive income coach. So you see, that's where I started my story. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so anyway, use these prompts. And again, you'll find those on my website right here under the Work With Me tab. Okay, hopefully that'll help.
Thank you.
If you want a second example, I also dropped my site and I used Kathy's model. I mean, I I didn't go in there and copy and paste, obviously, but Kathy gives great ideas, and that hero's journey always helps me just kind of pick up where I'm trying to explain to my clients what I can do for them and how this can change their life, really. So great example.
Elise, thank you for that. Yes. Mm-hmm. And she put that in the chat, her website, and she is using Wix to do her website. And she did the same model to do her hero's journey. The hero's journey is so important because that's going to be the cornerstone of all your products and services. That's why you're doing what you're doing. And a lot of people, they want to know, you know, we all love those stories. You know, we love to hear how, you know, the rags to riches story. We love to hear how this person, I got to watching the History Channel last night about the Hershey Company and how he had no money and how he built this, the town. And then he literally built the town.
And it's beautiful. Take it from somebody who lives 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
And he built a hospital.
It's an amazing story. I mean, it's an amazing story. And it's all about his story. And it makes me, and again, remember, your storytelling is your marketing. It makes me want to drive over there and buy Hershey's. I want to support all those people.
And if you are that close, you better stop by.
I will. At least.
So, what's the difference between the hero's journey and your story?
It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's just you're writing your story within the hero's journey. And again, it's once upon a time, you know, let me tell you a quick story. Once upon a time, here's where I was, but then here's what I discovered. And now here's how I want to help you with what I've discovered. Now that's the quick version.
Oh God, this is so good. I just need the time to do it. Oh my goodness.
My prompts in my Work With Me page spells it out a little more in depth. And Estella, I took that exact outline and that's how I wrote my chapter in the book.
Wow.
Elise, okay. What's your takeaway?
Takeaway is definitely, as usual, just having that story. It is being able to connect with your audience and taking your time to really understand who you are, what you're bringing, and how you can help, how you can serve. Serving is selling.
Yep, perfect. I love it. I love it. And just the way I started the whole episode today, when I was telling you about the gal that I met at the expo, and all I did was just tell her my story. I wasn't nervous. When it was my time to speak, I wasn't nervous. All I did was just tell my story, and it's my story. So I don't have to prepare for it. So oftentimes when folks are looking for speakers and they'll say, we need speakers on a podcast, or we need speakers for this or speakers for that, I will send them a little note behind the scenes and I tell them, hey, if you have anybody that cancels at the last minute, I'd be happy to fill in, because I don't have to prep, because my story is my story. All right. Any last comments from you, Sherry, before we go? She says, yep, hold on. You're on mute.
Yes. Estelle?
Yes.
I put a YouTube link in the chat for a copy or a sample of a movie that uses the hero's journey. So one of the first filmmakers to really delve into this concept was George Lucas. The person who wrote about the hero's journey was Campbell. I want to say James. I was looking, and the reason I walked away is because I was trying to get his first name. Anyway, he wrote a book called A Man with a Thousand Faces. And in that book is the description of the hero's journey. And people have made it much more simple than his really fat book. But there is a copy there of a sample of the hero's journey from George Lucas, and that is what Star Wars used to in every one of their things. Now, many films, if you go back and once you understand what the hero's journey is, you can go on to almost any film and see the hero's journey unfold in front of you.
And that's why I like to use the Disney. I always say this is the Disney model, the once upon a time, but then and now, because it's how most books are written. It's how most movies are made. It's what makes the viewer, the reader, the listener follow what you're doing. And that's why it's so powerful.
Very good. Does that help you too, Shanti?
Yes.
Thanks for asking your question, which led me to ask the mine. True mastermind. Thank you, Sherry and Kathy.
I love it. I'm glad that we all have some insight today, and we're all going to go to the next level. So consistency, that's the key. And don't forget, Big Al algorithm, he likes fresh content. That's what he survives on.
Right.
All right, guys.
And then the second link I put in there, if you want to save that, is from one of the DC comics, the story of Arrow, which has been on the CW. It's over now, but that's the second one that I know of. That's a pretty good summary of the hero's journey. So,
okay.
Sorry, I interrupted you, Kathy, but.
Nope. Thank you for that.
No.
Thank you for that. Take a screen print if you want, so that you've got those two links. Take a screen print of the chat.
Or use the ellipse and save the chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Is everybody good?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll see everybody next time. Thanks for stopping today.
All right. Thank you. Have a great week. Okay.
Yes. Bye-bye. Have a great week, everyone.